One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Father Barber and Paul in Paul's studio.
Then you don't feel any concern over Teddy and Elwood?
Concerned, Dad?
Yes, their relationship is all right. They're planning to get married?
I don't know. She hasn't told me one way or the other.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Why hasn't she? If there's nothing wrong, why wouldn't she tell her own father she's engaged?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, this evening I want to talk to you about Alka-Seltzer. You know about this wonderful product our sponsor makes, I'm sure. But have you discovered how really effective it is for relief from acid indigestion? Well, next time you're feeling miserable and upset with acid indigestion, just try it. Yes, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer's guarantee is, and always has been, your money back if you're not satisfied. But you will be, I know. And here's a tip. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to bring on acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer will relieve your acid indigestion, and as a result, you'll sleep better, wake up feeling better the next morning. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And if you've never taken it as first aid for relief from acid indigestion, you don't know what you're missing. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore. Remember, you must be pleased or your money back. Chapter 8, Book 78. Midnight brings a peaceful quiet to the sedate neighborhood in Sea Cliff, San Francisco. Most of the houses are dark now. But at the Barber family home, there is a light on at the top of the house where Paul sits alone reading. Presently, he hears someone coming up his stairs, then a hesitation on the landing outside his door.
Teddy?
You in bed, Paul?
Oh, Dad, come in.
Yes, I saw a light on up here.
Oh, I'm just sitting here reading. Come on in.
Yes, been very wakeful tonight, so I got up and put on my robe and slippers.
Oh, here, sit down.
Yes.
Anything wrong?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Teddy's not home yet?
Not yet, no. She and Giddings went out for the evening.
Paul, is everything all right between them? I mean, their engagement. Teddy's acting very strangely about it seems to me.
Oh?
As far as I know, she has never confirmed it to any of us.
Well, maybe she feels it isn't necessary after that article came out in the paper. Said she and Elwood were going to get married, and not much you can add to that, is there?
But why hasn't she talked about it to me or to your mother? A couple of times I've brought up Elwood's name to her, trying to open the door, as it were, so I could extend my felicitations and best wishes, that sort of thing, but she changed the subject. Now, that isn't my idea of the way a young lady should act who is about to be married. My experience has been that an engaged person, particularly a woman, can't talk about anything else. Yes, they're full of ecstasy over wedding plans, trousseaux, and... Well, you know about all that as well as I do.
Well, Dad... Teddy's never been the giddy type or inclined to be over-enthusiastic.
Yes, but she...
And then, too, you must remember that she's had a lot of sobering experience these past few years. An army nurse sees a lot of life that isn't pretty.
I realize all those things, Paul, and I'm also aware that Teddy is no longer young. Oh, I mean by that she is... Well, ordinary, if she had led a conventional life, she would have been married some years ago, probably, eh?
I suppose.
Yes. You see, Teddy's getting on towards, 30?
Well, that seems very young to me.
You yourself feel no concern about her and Elwood?
Concern?
Yes, the relationship is all right. They're planning to get married.
I don't know. She hasn't told me one way or the other.
But that's what I'm getting at, Paul. Why hasn't she? Now, does it seem quite normal that she wouldn't have mentioned something about her engagement to you, her own father? Haven't you been curious enough to ask her?
Well, if I have been curious, I put a check on it. I know Teddy well enough to know that when she wants to talk about it, she will.
Well, I suppose I can take some solace from the fact that you don't seem to be worried about the situation. Maybe it's just as your mother says, I'm inclined to borrow trouble. Better get back down to bed before she wakes up and starts looking for me.
She didn't know you were making this midnight visit up here at the top of the house, huh?
Stole up.
Well, it was nice to have your company, Dan.
Were you sitting up waiting for Teddy?
Oh, no. I gave that up years ago.
She and Elwood are staying out rather late. That in itself is a good sign, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't be going out together this way if there was trouble.
Not likely.
George, maybe all this fussing I've been doing and not being able to sleep was for nothing. Well, I...
Hey, wait, I hear Teddy coming up the stairs now.
Yes? Teddy?
Well, hello.
Oh, hello, Teddy. Have a good time tonight?
Isn't it pretty late for you to be up, Father Barker?
Oh, came up to visit with Paul a little. Just going to leave now.
Do you want me to drive you out?
No, oh, but it is late. Has Elwood gone to his room?
Uh-huh. Good to sit down.
You're tired?
Oh, little Paul.
Yes. But you must have enjoyed the evening, you and Elwood, eh?
It was very pleasant.
Paul and I were discussing Elwood a bit ago. Fine, stable young man. Steady. Got a lot of character. The kind of man you can depend on, eh? Yes. Of course, it's none of my business, but I don't think you could find a better husband. I better be getting back to my room. Yes, I'd like to catch Elwood before he gets to bed. Just to tell him good night, you know. Like to make him feel at home here. Good night, Teddy, my dear.
Good night, Father Barber.
Good night, Dan.
Yes.
Well?
Hmm?
Father Barber's practically pushing me into marriage, isn't he?
You don't like him?
I don't think I do, no. There's one thing about you, Paul. I never feel that you're going to put pressure on me to do something I don't want to do.
Is there something you don't want to do?
No, I would. I feel you're wondering about that the way the rest of the family is. I've wanted to talk to you about it, Paul. The reason I haven't is because I don't know exactly what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of him?
Is that going to influence your decision?
Well, how could it help him? I trust your judgment more than any person in the world. You know that. And I couldn't marry somebody you disapproved of.
Why not?
Well, I just couldn't.
And if I put my approval on Elwood, would you marry him then?
Probably. It'd make a tremendous difference.
Suppose you weren't here and he wasn't, but you were both still in Germany and you had to make up your mind without me. Then what would you do?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I haven't married in all these years, because you weren't there. Your judgment is so much sounder than mine.
Not when it comes to selecting a husband, it isn't.
But it's so natural for me to wonder what you would think. All my life I've measured people by you. I never meet a single person that I don't say to myself, I wonder what Paul would to him. Or, yes, he's nice, but why can't he be more like Paul?
But there's a fallacy back of all that, Teddy. What you're using for a measuring stick is not really Paul Barber, this man sitting here talking to you now. It's an ideal, an imaginary person who is actually non-existent. It's an illusion that you build up from childhood of an all-seeing, all-forgiving, and wise father figure that all of us seek in life, but never find in human flesh.
If I think I've found it, isn't that just as good? If you fulfill all the requirements I need or ask for, what difference does it make whether you actually are that way or not?
Yes, but if you're going to evaluate your fellow men by an illusory ideal, then they'll always fall short. Human frailty can never match up to it. You will go on forever searching and never finding this ideal.
You mean then that I should marry Elwood while I got the chance?
I didn't say that. I'm simply pointing out that you must be realistic in your appraisal of him. You love him as he is, as Elwood Giddings, as a man. You can't fit him into a pattern that your imagination has conceived as an ideal, because that ideal is unattainable.
Oh, I know that. And I've told myself that I'm unconsciously looking for someone that's as near like you as possible for a husband. In fact, it was because of this that I made up my mind not so long ago that I would marry someone. Well, I got too old and lost the chance. Then Elwood came along and, well, I thought I just about had decided. And then when I got home here and saw him around you, I'm all mixed up again. Oh, Paul, what should I do? Should I just go ahead and take a chance? Lots of women do that and it works out, doesn't it? Please tell me what you think of him. You used to tell me what you thought of boys I'd been around when I was little.
Yes.
I feel little now, Paul.
Yes, but you're not. You're a woman, Teddy. A mature, wonderful woman who must make her own decision. Emotionally, you want to regress and be that little girl and have me make up your mind for you. Take the responsibility. I can't. No one can decide this but you. If I said go ahead and marry Elwood, you'd do it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And isn't that wrong and unfair to you both?
Oh, Paul.
It isn't because I don't want to help you. You know I'd do anything in the world for you.
Yes?
But the best way to do that is to make you strong and secure in your own right. And you can only do that by standing on your own feet, free from me. You can't go home again, Teddy. I don't mean that I won't always be here to sustain you, to guide you where I can, and to give you strength. I will. But your happiness lies within yourself.
Huh?
Believe me, my impulse is to make a little girl of you again, to comfort you and let you cry on my shoulder. But that would only be harmful to you and would solve nothing. You want to be strong.
Yes, I do, Paul. And I'll try.
Good girl. You're tired. Why don't you go to bed?
You're the one who's tired. I've been so selfish, pouring out all my troubles after all you've been through. Leaving Christine. You told me how dreadful it was since you had to leave you. I've worried about you, Paul, ever since I got home.
Well, you needn't. The doctor told me I was sound as a bell.
But your voice doesn't seem...
Teddy, dear, my voice is going to be all right. Yes, that's what I've been telling you. When your emotions get out of hand, all sorts of things happen.
Losing Christine was a terrible shock to you, wasn't it? More than you've ever let on.
Well, I'm going to get over it. Have to. I talk to you about strength. I'd better set a good example, don't you think?
Oh, Paul. I don't care if it is weak. I adore you.
Paul will be back in just a moment. When you want fast, effective relief from headache or acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is dependable first aid for relief from these common ailments. And that's why you'll always want to keep an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to come to the rescue whenever you feel miserable with one of these discomforts. You like Alka-Seltzer. You like its taste and the way it can make you feel better in a hurry. So for pleasant relief from unpleasant ailments, acid indigestion, or headache, take Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore on this guarantee. You must be satisfied or your money back. All right, Paul.
As Teddy left my room tonight, there was a sad, lost look in her face that affected me deeply. I dread to think that her youth is fading, and she isn't emotionally ready to accept the realistic responsibilities of maturity. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Mothers, a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day ensures against vitamin deficiency. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, makes you feel dull and listless, often develops into vitamin deficiency disease. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Be sure it's a one-a-day brand in the blue package with the big one, the vitamins whose potency is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you each weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 9, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.